Chuck Palmer, the applicant. A couple things that comments were made by Pete. He was referring, he read the community industrial, and you guys have talked a lot about community industrial, and it's not a lot to talk about because it's such a short definition. And in the same vein of looking at that short definition and being very concise with it, which is part of the question, of looking at something that's not short, like the zoning code for the district of light industrial. Pete also looked at that very concisely and read the first sentence. He wrote in his original denial, the purpose of this area, light industrial, is for development of research, light industrial, warehouse, and or distribution centers. Therefore, it's not compatible with county zoning. We got three more pages of definition of light industrial. So when you're concise and whatever, and reading closely, something has three pages, and using the explanation of the first sentence, using definitions out of the dictionary and not the definition down below, where it says principal uses permitted include office, professional office space, recreation, indoor recreation, outdoor recreation, and so on and so forth, he kind of skipped over that concise definition by looking at one sentence. Now we go to the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Land Use Plan, or comp plan, and it has two sentences, which is purposely vague. I asked Susan Richstone, the long-range planner, it's not exactly her title, but I'm calling her the long-range planner for the city. So what's community industrial really mean? County, I did not look at how the county overlays. First of all, that the comp plan is an over zone on top of the city, and it's not a map for how the city will annex things in. It's supposed to be a consistent mapping, and everyone underneath it tries to have their districts reflect what the overlying zoning is. So when they came up with community industrial, it was to apply for what the county has and what the city has. I live close to a property that needed to get their zoning changed, and they had to change the comprehensive land use plan map also, because that was an overlaying zoning thing. It worked twice. Here, when I talked to her about community industrial was, well, in the city, they like to zone the city zoning as general industrial or service industrial. And she explained from the city's definition, service industrial included things like, well, didn't want to have to drive all the way out to Louisville to get your windshield replaced. I said, oh, so that doesn't sound like that works for a dance space. Oh, no, we try to support artist studios and these rich cultural things. Oh, so that would be good. Oh, okay. So from her point of view, community industrial includes, and as the city uses it, service industrial and general industrial, though they prefer service industrial. So they're trying to provide a service. And I first thought that we're not a service, but she thought we were a service. So that was part of that. And so it's an interpretation of this one little paragraph, which you read the whole paragraph. That's it. And now you go and try to interpret that across the whole document and apply it consistently. There's not a lot of community industrial in the whole Boulder Valley. And a lot of it is in the city and has been in the city for a while. So that's that. You had some other questions I should have been writing.